I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akwasio Yemwa. In the headlines, President Mills congratulates French President-elect François Hollande. Vice President Mahama inspects facilities of Volta University with assurance of enrollment this year. EC hints of possibility of mop-up exercise for biometric voter registration. NPP accuses government of courting public sympathy through misleading propaganda. More than 1,000 doctors sacked in Nigeria for going on strike. President Putin proposes Dmitry Medvedev as Russian Prime Minister. And Ban Ki-moon describes as a sham legislative elections in Syria whilst violence rages.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
President Mills has sent a congratulatory message to the president-elect of France, François Hollande. In the message, the president said he looks forward to working closely with Mr. Hollande to further enhance the cordial relations and fruitful cooperation which exists between the two countries for the benefit of the people. President Mills wished Mr. Hollande well in all his endeavors. Government has again assured the people of Volta region that preparation towards the Volta University of Health and Allied Sciences is on course. The school will start operation before the end of the year with an initial enrollment of 200 students. The Vice President John Mahama gave the assurance when he launched the Ghana Urban Management Pilot Project at Ho in the Volta region. The Vice President also used the occasion to inspect some user facilities of the university. He said the university is a key manifesto promise and people must not be deceived that it's a farce.
I wish to dispel the notion some people have in mind that anywhere in the world a university is built, all the infrastructure is completed before you start admitting students. For those who don't know it, my university, University of Ghana, Lagos, the premier university of Ghana, started in a teacher's bungalow in Achimota. Now if you go and look at the infrastructure that is being built here, it's certainly far more than Lagos had when it started. And so we are determined to start that university this year. At the beginning of this academic year, the doors will be open, students will be recruited, learning will start taking place, and that university will grow.
About 2 weeks ago, market women in the whole municipality demonstrated against what they termed a delay in building a modern market for them. Vice President John Mahama explained that the delay is the result of laid down procedures that need to be followed. He said the ultra-modern market is on course and is among a number of major developments in the town as steps are being taken to upgrade Ho from a municipal assembly to a metropolitan status soon.
The main reason for the delay is that this project is a participatory project. And so what we have done was to consult the users of the facility before the final designs and drawings were finalized. And that is what is taking a bit of time. But you find that these markets and other infrastructure projects that are going to be put in place have been put in place in consultation with the people. And so you find them more user-friendly than what would have happened if a consultant had just drawn the design and come and put up the market for you. So market women, I assure you, your modern whole central market is coming up.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama. Vice President John Mahama has launched a 40 million euro Ghana Urban Project pilot program at home in the Volta region. The project, which spans a period of 5 years, seeks to promote a comprehensive citywide approach to urban issues. Three metropolitan assemblies, Kumasi, Sekendi, Takoradi, Tamale, and one municipal district in Ho are beneficiaries of the pilot. The pilot is being financed by the government of Ghana and Agence Française de Développement. Vice President Mahama expressed concern about the haphazard structural development in our cities, which he blamed on lack of adequate plans to manage changes in population growth. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, says the latest move by government to engage a South African company to construct 500 housing units is yet to be finalized. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Mensah said government has only issued a memorandum of understanding between the government of Ghana and the Guma Group of South Africa to roll out housing for security agencies. He described as untrue claims that government does not consider local contractors in the deal. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
The ministry has been very close to Greater, and so it's shocking that they should be talking the way they're talking. When SKL started, they did the same. But I'm telling you that it's not true. Back to the point that they, those letters, the government didn't respond. When I came to the office, we received only one letter. And I responded to their letter with alacrity. We request that Greater furnishes the ministry with financing proposals in the form of a term sheet to enable us to seek advice from the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning. We therefore require the following information. Financing partners or partners. Amount available. Source of finance. Terms and conditions. And then we look forward to receiving the information requested at your earliest convenience. It is instructed, and this was signed by the Director of Housing in response to the letter that he wrote on 15th of February 2012, and admitted the letter the same 15th to the committee which went to work and sent them this reply. We are waiting their response to the issues that we have raised. So it is not true that government hasn't, you know, paid any heed to them.
So far, this housing unit that government intends to undertake, have you quantified the cost? How much is it going to cost Ghana?
Let's correct this perception that is also being touted around. What we signed with Guma Group is Memorandum of Understanding. The Guma Group, like other the numerous companies both within and outside the country, we have agreed on the number of houses, but we said we want the houses to be rolled out before the end of the year.
Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah. The First Lady, Dr. Ernestina Nadu-Mills, has called for proper regulation of the midwifery profession in order to make it more attractive to younger generations. This, she noted, will require sustainable investments in education and human resources from governments, private sector, communities and individuals. Dr. Ernestina Nadu-Mills made the call when she joined the midwives across the country to celebrate the 21st International Day of the Midwife at Agomenya in the Eastern Region. The day was also used to present and launch the Atlas of Birth, which profiles countries and their commitments to reducing maternal and childbirth globally. Dr. Nadu-Mills stressed the need to build a stronger association with One Voice as a catalyst for promoting proper antenatal and postnatal care, and reminded midwives of the critical role they need to play in the process. The Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology and the Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the Oxford International Biomedical Center, is to establish an antiretroviral drug manufacturing plant in Ghana. To this end, a 9-member committee has been inaugurated in Accra to oversee the activities of the project. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony in Accra, the Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, said the establishment of the plant will help reduce the cost of medical drug importation into the country. Rita Nyako filed this report.
Madam Aite said the establishment of the plant will help to check the importation of fake drugs that have detrimental effects on the health of Ghanaians. She said the project is part of the Better Ghana agenda to promote local production of key health commodities, including pharmaceuticals and traditional medicine. Madam Aite also noted that the project will ensure constant drug supply and affordability. The chairman of the Antiretroviral Manufacturing Plant Committee, Dr. Alex Dodu, thanked government and OIBC for the initiative and explained why the establishment of the plant is important for Ghana.
I am even more excited about the possibility of looking at vaccines. Because quite often, once we are worried about pharmaceutical products and their quality, what we don't realize is that globally the capacity to produce vaccines is going down. So not that many people are doing vaccines for export. because they are doing it for their countries. So very soon, the country will say that if Ghana cannot produce the vaccines, Ghana needs, will be in trouble. It's already happening with the hepatitis B, whereas India doesn't export much, because they need it for their people and get back. If we cannot produce the medicines we need for our diseases, we cannot produce the vaccines we need, that the country strategically will not see. So this is a wonderful idea. We thank the government, we thank the Honorable Minister and the whole team, and we pledge our support.
Chairman of the Antiretroviral Plant Manufacturing Committee, Dr. Alex Dodu, ending that report by Rita Nyako. The EC says it will consider a mop-up exercise in some parts of the country by circulating data from all regions by Thursday. The acting PRO of the Commission, Christian Owusu-Pari, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the decision will be taken after meeting all regional directors of the Commission on the data they present. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere on our current affairs program, Behind the News.
We are asking that regions should submit reports. So they will present their reports and indicate areas where it is necessary for us to have more power. You know, they monitor the exercise and they know which places still have people to register, because probably in the course of the 40 days, equipment breakdown did not permit. So that is what we're going to look at. And then we will strategize on how best to do the mop-up so that every eligible Ghanaian will have the chance to put his name on the voters' roll.
So it means there is the likelihood of a mop-up?
There is the likelihood of a mop-up, but it's not going to be on a wholesale basis. We're going to look at those areas that actually need the mop-up.
Acting PRO of the EC, Christian Owusu-Pari. Meanwhile, both the NDC and NPPC, they're satisfied with the way the EC conducted the biometric registration. General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu-Nketiah, told Radio Ghana that the media only exaggerated the pockets of violence during the registration process. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
It is a wrong impression being created by other parties, particularly NPP, that this registration process has been the most violent in the history of this country. In fact, it is out of breath overbloating of some few incidences in Accra and Kumasi. Generally, I have traversed the length and breadth of the country during the exercise, and I can say without any fear of contradiction that this has been one of the most peaceful registration exercises. It is a threat that has been manipulated to create an impression that the whole nation has been on fire during this registration process because of one or two pockets of violence that happened in Accra.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu-Nketiah, for his part, the General Secretary of the NPP, Kwejo Wusu-Fiye, said though the exercise is successful, the frequent breakdown of machines during the first to the third rounds of the registration posed some challenges.
This exercise done was a lot of apprehension for Ghanaians, especially so when Ghanaians have lost trust for this government. And therefore, anything that the NDC government had a hand in, people were apprehensive and skeptical as to whether or not it was going to last the test of time. And so when the exercise began, a lot of people rushed to be registered. And so the first 10 days saw, a very large number of persons who have thronged to register in those particular areas where the exercise has been undertaken. But that is not to say that we did not have challenges when the exercise began, starting from the breakdown of the computers, battery failures, a myriad of challenges.
Yeah. Your colleague in the NDC is saying that it appears to be a general problem that you should be considering as IPAC.
Yes, he hasn't finished. But, by and large, after the first 10 days, we would have thought that the lessons learned from the first 10 days would have been taken on board so that we would not see a repetition in the 10 days that followed it.
General Secretary of the NPP, Kwejo Wusu-Fiye. The opposition NPP has accused the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning of using the Ghana Statistical Service, GSS, to cover its embarrassment following the assessment of the economy by Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, the vice presidential candidate of the party. It says this is an attempt to court public sympathy by misleading Ghanaians. A statement signed by the communications director of the party, Nana Kumia, said Dr. Bawumia was calling for more resources and independence of the statistical service in the same way that the NPP government granted independence to the Bank of Ghana during its tenure. It said the very attempt by the Ministry of Finance to defend the Ghana Statistical Service only buttresses Dr. Bawumia's call for its independence. The statement questioned if the GSS is not capable of defending itself if it comes under criticism, adding that raising questions about data anomalies is normal under any dispensation. A statement further pointed out that a look at the NDC government's budgets of 2009, 2010, 2011 and 2012, which the Ministry of Finance produced, would see the continued misrepresentation of statistical figures. The Progressive People's Party says it is highly disappointed about the manner in which the NDC administration is handling the economic situation in the country. In a statement, the PPP said the government cannot blame its failure to improve the economy on the global market. The statement said the situation has weakened the fundamentals of Ghanaian businesses and affected investor confidence in the country, adding that traders and corporate Ghana are lamenting the effects of the depreciating cedi against other trading currencies. The PPP is therefore calling on Ghanaians to consider the party as an alternative to offer good implementable economic ideas and solutions to solving Ghana's economic crisis. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. President Mills congratulates French President-elect François Hollande. Vice President Mahama inspects facilities of Volta University with assurance of enrollment this year. EC hints of possibility of mop-up exercise for biometric voter registration. NPP accuses government of courting public sympathy through misleading propaganda. More than 1,000 doctors sacked in Nigeria for going on strike. President Putin proposes Dmitry Medvedev as Russian Prime Minister, and Ban Ki-moon describes as a sham legislative elections in Syria while violence rages. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. Students have been advised to read the 1992 Constitution regularly to acquaint themselves with its content. This will enable them to defend themselves when their rights are violated. The WA Municipal Director of the NCCE, Sumani Abdul Qasim, gave the advice when he interacted with students of the WA Model Junior High School as part of the celebration of the Constitution Week at WA. Mr. Abdul Qasim says the theme for this year's celebration, Stand Up for Ghana, focuses on annual lectures and Citizenship Day. He said the annual lecture has already taken place, while the Citizenship Day is being marked with delivery of civic messages on good citizenship in selected schools across the country. The Municipal Director of the NCCE said the formative period of the youth is crucial, hence the need to sensitize the school children to their civic rights and responsibilities. The Regional Girl Child Officer at the Ghana Education Service, Mrs. Anacleta Nab, who spoke on good citizenship and treated students to be law-abiding, she said they should volunteer to take part in communal labor in their communities, go to school regularly and punctually, as well as respect the school authorities. The WA Municipal Chief Executive, Aladi Yakubu Dugu, has identified unemployment, lack of employable and poor advocacy skills as some of the major challenges confronting the youth. He said government has therefore rolled out policies and programs in the areas of education, health and sanitation, among others, aimed at empowering the youth to address these challenges and to put them on a sound footing to enable them to take up their rightful position in society. The MCE said this when he appeared before the Upper West Regional Youth Parliament at WA. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab sent this report.
The monthly program enables the Regional Youth Parliament to find out from people in leadership positions what they have been able to do as part of their mandate, especially on issues regarding the youth. Alaji Dogu said young people dominate the youth wing of political parties and are used as agents to ascend to political power. He said, unfortunately, however, they constitute less than 1% of parliamentarians in the country. The MCE said the Municipal Assembly has put in place a comprehensive capacity building package to enable needy but brilliant students to have access to higher education in various fields, with special focus on professional areas such as nursing, teaching, and medicine. The regional coordinator of the National Youth Authority, Suleiman Amuni, said the youth are prepared to be empowered to take up the leadership mantle of the nation. Mr. Mumuni said the Regional Youth Parliament is under the Youth in Leadership and Good Governance of the National Youth Policy, which is aimed at building the capacity of the youth in leadership. The Regional Youth Coordinator hinted that as the nation goes to the polls this year, the Regional Minister Alhaji Hamidu Sulemana will appear before the Youth Parliament next month to tell the House what measures are being put in place to ensure violent free elections in the region. The Speaker of the House, Abbas Isaac, asked members not to politicize their discussions, but rather focus on pertinent issues that affect the youth.
Swala Abdul Wahab's report. The Evangelical Presbyterian Church Synod Moderator for Western Presbytery, Reverend Gabriel Akoli, is urging the media to demonstrate a high ethical standard of truth and accuracy in the discharge of their core functions of educating and informing the public. He said journalists and politicians have a crucial role in the maintenance of peace and harmony as the country prepares for the polls in December this year. Reverend Akoli was speaking at the induction of Reverend Victor Doe as the Associate District Pastor in charge of Gouverneur Feto GEP Church in the Hohoi Municipality of the Volta Region. Reverend Doe's appointment as the first resident pastor of Gouverneur EP Church coincides with the 100-year attainment of the church. The 48-year-old newly inducted pastor was commissioned into the ministry last year after graduating from the Trinity Theological Seminary at Legon. Until then, he was a senior supervisor of food and beverages at the Golden Tulip Hotel in Accra. Speaking at the induction ceremony, Reverend Akoli called on the media to be circumspect in their reportage and other vital programs of gatekeeping process. He also condemned people who, for their own selfish gains, undermine efforts of leaders, describing such attitudes as unhealthy for progress and growth. Reverend Akoli urged the newly inducted pastor to submit to the Holy Spirit and serve without fear or favor. The chief of Govirpe, Togbi Adadu Sakrofo, urged the youth to issue acts that could devastate their lives and engage in viable income-generating trades and ventures. A prominent citizen of Gouverneur Tuji and former director of Manpower and Administration of Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Diamond Aklo, appealed to citizens domiciled and working in cities and abroad to support the developmental programs of the town. More than 700 students of the St. Thomas Aquinas Senior High School will now be attending classes in a 12-unit classroom block built by the Get Fund. The school has been using wooden classrooms for 37 years due to the lack of facilities for teaching and learning. Marco Fiahegeman was there for Radio Ghana.
The 12-unit classroom block started in 2003 and was abandoned by the then contractor due to the lack of funds. It was later re-awarded to another contractor in 2010 by the Get Fund and completed in less than 2 years. The headmaster of the St. Thomas Aquinas Senior High School, Francis Ahiato, said the building would help the students learn in a conducive environment since their old classrooms were too hot for learning.
It's a very simple building, no very unique in structure, but I think that's one of these educational cost all and all of the line. So it is right that government realized that greater need for it to be completed. So over the past 1.5 years, took it up again and we have seen the completion. Our joy is that today we see it completion. I want to appeal to you to take care of the Louvre Blaze. As we agreed this morning, you break one, you replace it immediately.
Mr. Ahiato wants the students to ensure that the classroom block is well maintained so that it can last long. A representative of the director of education, who handed over the keys to the school, said his office is happy about the completion of the building for the school. He tasked students to make good use of the facility. The classroom block has toilets for both teachers and students. It also has offices for all departmental heads in the school.
That was a report by Malku Fiahachiman. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu Ampofu, says government will continue to appreciate the contribution of Muslims in building the country's democracy. He said education is the bedrock of every society's development and appealed to the Muslim chiefs, imams and opinion leaders in the Zongo communities to send their wards to school for a better future. Mr. Ampofu was addressing Muslim chiefs, imams and opinion leaders at a Molid ceremony to celebrate the birth of Prophet Muhammad, organized by the Supreme Council of Tijaniya Islamic Affairs in Accra. He said the provision of educational infrastructure is the top priority of government's development agenda, which would promote a sound teaching and learning environment in all parts of the country. Mr. Ampofu said 2,500 schools and the trees have been replaced with modern classroom infrastructure throughout the country upon the present government's assumption of office in 2009. The Lagos state governor has sacked more than 1,000 doctors that participated in the lingering strike embarked upon by health workers over non-implementation of the consolidated medical salary structure. Each of the doctors was served a dismissal letter to that effect. According to the chief medical director of Lagos State University Teaching Hospital, Professor David Okay, misconduct and absence from duty without reasonable cause was the case against the doctors. It also established against the doctors a case of insubordination for failure to respond to a lawful query issued them. Responding to the sack, the chairman of the Medical Guild described it as a confirmation of the government's insensitivity and insincerity to resolve the issue on the ground. Tullow Oil has discovered more oil in a well it is drilling in Kenya and plans to drill another well in an adjacent block later this year. Tullow in March announced it had struck oil in a well in northern Kenya, the country's first ever oil discovery. Kenya and its neighbors in East Africa, as well as the Horn of the Continent, have become a hotspot for oil and gas exploration in recent years, spurred by new finds in countries including Uganda, Tanzania, and Mozambique in Southern Africa. While it is yet to strike commercial deposits, the discoveries by Tullow and its partner Africa Oil Corporation has increased exploration interest in the East African country. Sudan's ruling party has rejected remarks by Malawi's president expressing reservations about welcoming the Sudanese leader to attend an African Union summit. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes in Sudan's Darfur region. Malawi's President Joyce Banda said a visit by al-Bashir will be frowned upon by Malawi's international donors, but a final decision has not been made. Banda's predecessor, Bingu wa Mutharika, who died in April, welcomed al-Bashir at a regional summit last year. The Sudanese leader has visited African, Asian and Middle Eastern countries despite the ICC warrants. UN leader Ban Ki-moon has slammed the Syrian government for holding a national election whilst violence is still raging and for failing to involve all parties. His spokesperson Martin Nesirki said only a comprehensive and inclusive political dialogue can lead to a genuine democratic future in Syria. He added that a democratic process cannot be successful whilst violence is still ongoing. In a statement, Ban Ki-moon noted that violence must stop in all its forms and action, so that the six-point peace plan of UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan can be implemented. President Vladimir Putin has proposed Dmitry Medvedev for the post of Prime Minister. Mr. Putin first put forward the idea of a job swap with Mr. Medvedev, who stepped down as president yesterday after 4 years in office. Then Prime Minister Putin told the Congress of the ruling United Russia Party that he would back Mr. Medvedev for premier in the event of his victory at the presidential polls. Putin won a landslide victory in the last presidential elections, marred by allegations of vote fraud. Russia's parliament will consider Mr. Medvedev's candidacy later. The vote would appear to be a formality, as Medvedev enjoys the backing of United Russia, the leadership of which he is set to inherit from Mr. Putin in June. Now to end the news, the main points again. President Mills has congratulated François Hollande on his election as President of France. In the message, the President said he looks forward to working closely with Mr. Hollande to further enhance the cordial relations and fruitful for cooperation between Ghana and France. The acting PRO of the Electoral Commission, Christian Owusu-Parry, says the Commission will consider mop-up exercise in some parts of the country after collating data from all the regions by Thursday. The NDP has accused the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning of using the Ghana Statistical Service to cover its embarrassment following the assessment of the economy by Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. This, the opposition party says, is to court public sympathy by misleading Ghanaians. More than 1,000 doctors in the Lagos state of Nigeria have been sacked for participating in a strike by health workers over non-implementation of the consolidated medical salary structure. Each of the doctors was served a dismissal letter to that effect. And President Vladimir Putin has proposed Dmitry Medvedev for the post of Prime Minister. Russia's parliament will, however, consider Mr. Medvedev's candidacy later. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.